Psalm with a phrase from Beckett. The boulder that is bigger than a house, perched on the edge of another boulder, painted gold and prayed to by monks in saffron robes. This is you being somewhere for once. The circle of men in the flea market parking lot, pounding on paint buckets, conga drums, the noise bulky and hot as a furnace. Tell them they are heard. If you are every morning the world has ever had, the rose is the pharmacy and brothel, visited and visited. If I try to sing, it is like standing too long by the magazine rack, a crime beheld by the clerk's warring eye. That is your gazing too. In one narrative of desire, the young poet can't see a field, for the field of broken stars that has landed there among his own and a lover's body. Let the dark be longer for this. Certain papers are made of rice hulls, lamb's wool, hemp and bark, all the good bodies of things. If there is everything to be done, let it be in this way of careful ingenuity. Walking home, I clink my knuckle against fences and trunks, the moon coming up behind the hills like a thought. By these means at hand, you can only be proven. Let the river clear of filth. Let him write his 21 poems, one for every year of his age. Instill one more narrative about desire. A man makes bracelets of the little bones of his neighbors and sells them at the church fair. Let this be time for you to drink the blue sludge of airplanes. At dusk, the fog is happy to take the place of the leaves on the branches, fallen shiny as shoes on the ground. Tell me you are here. Certain towns in the Midwest have radio towers tall as lighthouses, belated of a first ocean, red eyes on their bodies like gods. Let the dark be longer for this. Let him stop hearing the knives of his parents, the knives in their fair use. Let him turn from the words exploding too small, even for the dog to hear. Qua, qua. Qua, qua, because that is your singing too.